Yeah, the meeting was very productive. We had people from the Newton Cunningham area, people from the Buncrana area, and people from the Rathmullen area. So we all brought our ideas from the previous week and put them on the table. We are now in the process of putting separate applications together and getting it in to object to those trestles in particular. There's a lot of people there that had a very vast knowledge base of the actual how the whole system works. So we're putting everybody's heads together and trying to get a good, strong application, because at times we can all talk a talk, but there's few of us then, you know, we have to walk a walk as well. So we need to get the application right. There is flaws within the applications that have been made. So we're hoping to highlight those and get a proper objection in.
And I suppose what, from speaking around the table yesterday, was the main concerns last night?
The main concerns is the actual scenic view of the Lough Swilly. Whenever you look at what's happening in Lough Foyle, like it's just an eyesore. The other items that were of concern was some of the access routes is very poor condition, and the actual to commercial activity on those routes would actually destroy them. So we're looking at the legal aspect of that as well as anything else. So we have a lot of items that's on the table. We also have systems where their people uses the beaches and the shorelines for community activity and for social interaction. So we're looking at those and putting those on the table as well. It's disappointing that the people that are doing this is not even actually, in my opinion, not from certain areas, you know. And it's like the public were quite content with the boys, the fishermen that are using them at the minute, but greed sets in.
And that's what I was going to ask next. Is there any kind of desire at all for the boost that would give for the local economy, or is it a flat out objection?
Well, you see, the local economy, for a better word, at the minute you've maybe eight or nine boats down there with two people per boat. So that's 18 people already employed, and they're not annoying anybody, and they're not an eyesore. If you put down the trestles, there's going to be no more employment. There's certainly not going to be that number. But what's going to happen is you're going to have machinery, you're going to have iron works, you're going to have items that's just lying about everywhere, which is a mess. But the situation now, the fishermen that are there, everything's going to be monitored. And they might even lose their position, because all of a sudden there might be something down there that has been discovered. They shouldn't be there either. So all of those items, like instead of let sleeping dogs lie, they have brought everything on the table now, and it could be disappointing even for the men that's working there at the minute, which is wrong. Like, but that's how cookie crumbles.
And what's next then? The objections, or you're putting the applications in for objections. The public consultation, it runs on now for another week or so, does it?
The public consultation runs on for another week, but we need to get we're putting the objection together, because we have until this day week to get it in. So it's one of them things that we have to make a move. We have to make a move on it. And listen, we are aware that it's very difficult to get an objection against these, because nationally the government's probably in favour of the aquaculture. But the issue we have then, because everybody that is local to those trestles, they'll be ensured, if they do get planning, they will be ensured that there's going to be proper monitoring of those, and bailiffs and all of the people that need to be sort of contacted to keep an eye on the activity that's down there. So there'll be strict monitoring going on now down at those shorelines.